Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I was experiencing some unusual levels of stress. And when I go through that type of trial or situation, I like to take time to speak with God in prayer and to just pour out my soul. And I thought perhaps someone else might benefit from some of the prayers that I was sharing today. And also one of the scriptures that I found that really gave me maybe a frame of reference and helped me quit the confusion that seemed to be spinning around my day. And so, you know, the prayers, of course, are where I always start, because that allows me the ability to literally say what's on my mind, to listen to the still small voice in my heart, and to ground myself. And then I sit for a while and I just think about the relief that the prayer that I spoke gives me. And then I try to maintain balance for the rest of the day, or I might repeat the process and write another prayer or a few poems. And so the first prayer that came to my mind today is just Amazing Father. And so I'm going to ask you to close your eyes with me and to take in a few cleansing breaths and to just breathe and listen as I share the way that I was able to regain the balance for my day. The first prayer: Amazing Father, thank you for your daily, precious, life-giving love. Thank you for creating your children in your image. Thank you for making us strong, powerful, creative, caring, smart, and worthy. Dearest Father, thank you for making us your blessed children and for your glory. I pray that simple prayer through your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Some of the reasons I chose those specific words was to reinforce who we are in Christ, so that even if we're going through things that make us question, you know, where our footing is, or if we are not really worthy, that we realize and we understand that by being created in God's likeness and His image, that we are already born worthy, that our life is purposeful and meaning, and that we truly are strong and caring and smart. And so I want to now offer you the second prayer that I wrote. And again, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Merciful Father, you are so good to me. Sometimes I lose control of my place in your world, and my life seems to go off track. In desperation, I step back and I surrender the problem. I call on you. You open my eyes, relax my mind, and reduce my confusion. There is so much more I can do when I just relax and lean on you. Father, thank you for stopping my confusion today. Thank you for setting me still and reminding me that I am never lost with you. Father, thank you for just being merciful, because sometimes when I get confused and I feel a little anger, I wonder if I am failing you. And so I just want to say thank you. And the last thing I want to share with you is the scripture that really kind of brought everything together for me. And this is from Psalms chapter 62, or verse 62, 5-8. And I'm going to be telling you from the NIV version, but you can maybe use King James Version or English Standard Version. I don't think it matters which version you're using. If it's comfortable for you and it helps you be able to commune and to be devoted to God. And so this small section is, yes, my soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on Him. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times. You people, pour out your heart to Him, for God is our refuge. And, you know, the other thing in Psalm 62 is verses 1 and 2. I'm going to just share those with you as well. But I want to give you what helped me kind of calm my world so that you truly have some tools at your hand as well if you ever find yourself a little shaken. So Psalm 62, verse 1 and 2. Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from Him. Truly He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. And so I chose those scriptures to go along with the prayers that my heart was pouring out today. And, you know, it was just a short thought, but it really took a lot of my day to focus in on that. And I think it's important to tell you this because I don't want you to think that people who have problems have them resolved like that. It's not like a snap of the finger and everything is good. It doesn't always work that way. You know, everybody has to work on it, and it's a continual process. Loving God and being truthful and being faithful and learning is a continual process. So I just want to remind you that you're not alone, and that if you do find that you're struggling at any part of your day, to just stop, take some deep breaths, and to just give God your heart and speak to Him. And when you speak to Him, God will help you find the answer. Those two Psalms were given to me. They weren't ones that were just right there in my mind. I really had to, you know, like I said, first of all, reach a place of peace and serenity in my mind, and then listen to Spirit to find those Psalms. And now that I have them, I plan on keeping them in my back pocket because I don't ever want to be without them again. So I hope that whatever you are facing, dealing with, coming up against, or if you just have no problems at all in your day, that these prayers will give you some solace and remind you that you're not alone, and that those two scriptures will also give you a place to start if you do need more support and more ways to just bring calm into your day and to reach out to God. So I am going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Continue to put forth the best effort you have, and understand that God will meet you where you are and help you live better each day. Be well and walk with God. Goodbye.